Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All right.
All right, y'all. We thank God. And I see. All right. Let me see. I'm having to put these old readers on, y'all, so I can see something. Things I got tonight. I wanted to reference a quartet song. I always try to reference a quartet song or traditional hymn. Like I said, in the old church, it used to be them two deacons would be up in that front, and they go and they would do what we call the old standard devotion. And they would stand there, and me being a deacon, I had to do the same thing. I have done it. And but I wanted to just shout out tonight the old hymn, a battle axe. Battle axe. And I think I see Sister Jack just made it in. Sister Jack, God bless you. Thank you for coming in. Hopefully you would also enjoy this tonight. Bible said it's a very, very touchy subject. I'm quite sure y'all have seen the subject matter, because I cannot find my videos on Facebook, y'all. When I do the stream, I never can go to Facebook and find my videos. So I don't know. Maybe one of y'all, Sister Jack, you or have a man going to have to send me the link to my own video. And maybe then I know exactly where it's going. If y'all can do that for me at the end of this broadcast, it'll be very much appreciated if y'all can do that. But the hymn that I'm going to tell y'all about tonight is Battle Axe. In other words, when I was, like I said before, I got, my leg amputated and everything, and I would do the devotion the old-fashioned way with the two deacons up front, and I was one of them. And most of the time when I would do a song, a congregational jubilee song, most of the time I was singing Battle Axe. And that was before I, like I said, I was still had legs, and I could stand well, and I had my mobility. I didn't have no mobility issue. But since then, since all of the calamity with my health and losing of my leg and everything, my pastor, he does not require me anymore to do a lot of standing. So most of the time now I sit at my keyboard at the church, and if I do anything, I do the prayer from the choir stand. I don't even have to go down on the platform to go down on the floor to do that anymore. So we're going to just, y'all, I'm quite sure that y'all know the old song, the old traditional hymn, the battle axe. And we got called ourselves the old deacon. I used to not be one of the old deacons, but I'm one of the old deacons now myself. But at any rate, y'all know that song when he say he got the battle axe in the time of a battle, a shelter in the time of a storm. This is the night song that I want to reference, because it is relevant to my Bible study subject tonight. And as usual, I want to give a shout out to my home church, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and my pastor Christopher Williams, because really and truly his sermon Sunday and my Bible study was so close together, I just jailed them on together and decided that I will bring this to everybody on tonight. And I know y'all going to be able to use this. And matter of fact, I want you to be able to look out beyond yourself and see this thing, because you can see it. It's everywhere. It is nothing of it. It's not hidden. It's everywhere. So y'all just bear with me. And bear with me. And I want to give also a shout out to the New Salem CME Church, my first Sunday church, where the pastor is Reverend Ernell Wilburn, head steward there, Brother Faith Clark. And we want to thank God for them. That's where the whole New Salem CME family, as well as my home church, and y'all Missionary Baptist Church, and all the family there. So tonight, I'm going to use the technology again, y'all. I'm going to use the technology again, because really and truly, y'all already got my subject matter title in this video. It's about family. It's about family, but it's about your family problem, your worst enemy you got. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but honey, it is the truth. And the truth don't change. The truth does not change. Now, I'm going to put on my little readers here so I can see. Okay, Okay, Sam, man, see, I'm just seeing what you put up there just now. It's not showing on Facebook. Okay. Okay, you didn't get a notification. Yes, that's what I thought. But see, I ain't never been able to find it on Facebook. I ain't never been able to find it. But hopefully you, between you and Jackie, y'all will find it sometime, maybe after the end of the broadcast or whatever, and send me the link to it or something. Maybe then, you know, I'll know then what's going on. But as I was saying, that we're going to use the night technology. I should have told y'all the scripture, but the scripture that I'm going to let the technology do now is coming from 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, the 27th chapter. And I think I'm going to let it read about 7 verses. So y'all stand by and listen up, and I hope it's loud enough so you can hear it.
1 Samuel, chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish,
If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee?
Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months.
Amen. Amen. And I hope that y'all had a chance to hear that scripture. May God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. From those verses of scripture, y'all, this is what I will be trying to bring out to everybody tonight in this here particular study. In other words, subject matter, I just had to have one other than what I've already named the video tonight in the Bible study, period. It would be this. Seeking shelter in the enemy's camp. Hiding from your own family. That's what I do. That's what I say. Seeking shelter from in the enemy's camp. Running from your own family. Y'all, amen. That's what David was doing right here. Now, I shouldn't have to tell nobody. I shouldn't have to explain to no one, especially all of us that have been in the church for years. I shouldn't have to even explain to them who David is. I shouldn't have to describe David. I shouldn't have to do that. But nevertheless, just in case, because there's always going to be one, and I don't want to be the reason why anybody missed it. So I'm going to do it. David was Jesse's boy. He was the eighth son of Jesse. He was the eighth son. Jesse had 7 other sons. David was the eighth. And this is the same David that Samuel, the prophet, anointed while King Saul was yet king, because God's spirit departed from King Saul. Now, my brothers and sisters, we know that David, at an occasion, would go down to the army of the Israelites, because he had brothers, the bigger brothers that was inside, that was in the army, and he would take them cheese and bread and raisins and, you know, cakes, spit cakes and stuff like that. David would often take that down to them boys, and I'm quite sure his dad, Jesse, probably have made, fixed it all up for them, for him to take it down there to the front line where they were battling the Philistines. And so David went down and happened to be one time when he went down there, and I'm quite sure those of you know about David and Goliath. Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. In other words, he was a giant. In other words, these are the giants that David ended up killing, all of the giants of Philistines, that David ended up killing all of the giants. He got rid of them, for they were a bad breed of human, because they wasn't really human. Their DNA was messed up. I'm talking to somebody this month tonight, y'all. Don't let nobody alter your DNA, because that's not their right to do that. But these giants was in the world because their DNA was altered. And I'm going to say it again for those of you that maybe you're not listening to what Miniman is saying. Don't let anyone alter your DNA. These giants was altered. Their DNA was altered because Satan was trying to contaminate the human race, because he was trying to keep Jesus out of this earth. Yes, he was trying to contaminate it. That's one of the reasons why those sinning angels came and they made it with the women of the earth. And that's how come they had them giants. So them giant DNA was not the original human DNA. I just thought I'd throw that in for free. Now we know who David is. And David was the one that killed Goliath, the Philistine champion. Now, lo and behold, here in our subject tonight, we see now that the reason I said the family is your worst enemy, because David now had to seek shelter and safety from his own family in the enemy territory. Do y'all see that? Now, David done killed a child. But see, there's one thing about it. Your gift will make room for you. David was a gifted warrior. He was gifted. David was a great musician. It made me feel proud to be a musician myself, because David was a great master musician. He was not only a great at playing the music, he could make instruments and did make many, many instruments. So now, seeking shelter in the enemy's camp, running from your own family. Y'all, your family, there's an exception to every rule. There are certain people that don't qualify for it. But on the most part, your family is your worst enemy when it comes to a lot of things that cross your path in your lifetime. That your family will not give you the honor. They'll really honor somebody else, but they won't honor you. And you'll be doing the same thing or better than that XYZ person. They'll rather honor XYZ before they give you one stitch of credit. That's family. Now, Saul was after David. Saul was trying to kill David. Why? Because Saul became jealous of David. Now, dig this down. Not only was Saul the king, but David had been anointed the king at the age of 17. Samuel had anointed him king at 17 because God had departed from Saul. Saul lost favor with God. But now, if you notice something, let me tell you something. The reason why I named this witness the Bible study, they're seeking shelter in the enemy's camp, running from your family. Because not only was Saul the king, Saul was also David's father-in-law. A lot of people don't know that. Because why? They don't study the Bible. They read the Bible. They don't study. David was Saul's son-in-law. But nevertheless, Saul became very jealous of David simply because David was a great warrior. And the ladies, excuse me, Sister Jackie, but you get a free pass on this thing because you're a female, you are the female persuasion. But you see, a lot of times males will get jealous of other males, especially as the females start kind of showing a little liking to a certain male, other males will get jealous of that. And I'm quite sure you know y'all females, y'all got a lot of jealousy in y'all gender too, believe me, I know that too. But nevertheless, this is why that King Saul became jealous of David, because on an occasion as they were coming back from the battle, the women of the city were saying, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. See, and Saul couldn't stand that. He became very indignant. He became very jealous of that. Just like a lot of people, when you get jealous of other people, it makes you do crazy things. I call it the green-eyed monster. I did a video on that not too long ago. And you got to watch those kind of people because they will kill you. A jealous person will kill you. You better watch them. But at any rate, Saul, David had to go into the enemy's camp seeking self. Excuse me, y'all. I should always not get no water. But anyway, David had to go to the Philistines, the ancient kingdom of Gath. And remember now, Goliath was from Gath, as well as all his four brothers, because it was five of those giants that David had to deal with. But nevertheless, here goes David going down to the Philistine city, to King Achish. He went to Gath to live. The Bible tells us, we just read that, the Bible tells us he stayed there for a year and 4 months. Now, brothers and sisters, here goes a man that is a relative to King Saul and a child of Israel. He's a child of Israel. David was a Bethlehemite. In other words, he was born in Bethlehem. That sound familiar, y'all? Do that sound familiar? Remember who David, you remember what Jesus said, son of David, right? I'm giving y'all quizzes. In other words, I'm gonna make you study. David was born in Bethlehem. But here goes the guy that's a Bethlehemite in Israel. He got to go now and stay in a city of Gath in the Philistine country, which was around Gaza, which our present-day Gaza, as we call it, Gaza, if you want to call it that. Call it what you will, but just know what you're talking about when you call it something. In other words, now we see David, born in Bethlehem, king, the next king of Israel. He got having to go into the enemy's territory to live, running from what? His own family. You see what I mean? See what I mean? Saul was trying to kill him. Saul made many attempts to kill David. Y'all read the story, please. Please. David was trying to play music for Saul to drive the evil spirits away from him. And he would be so furious of David and jealous. He would take his javelin and he tossed his javelin at David more than one time and tried to kill him. He tried to pin him to the wall with that javelin. But David would always get out of the way. And it was David that married Saul's daughter, Michal, or Michelle, if y'all want to call her that, call her that. But at any rate, it was Saul's daughter that he married. Saul's daughter helped David escape Saul's daughter helped David escape Saul's wrath by telling young Saul's plan that he was trying to kill him. And therefore, David sneaked away during the night, away from, run from his family, left his wife and everything because Saul was trying to kill him. Now, you keep on talking about you trying to get along with your brothers and sisters. Yes, we all would like to get along with our brothers and sisters, y'all. We all would like to do that. But let me tell you something, in case God ain't wrote it in the sky for you. That is something. Your family is going to be your worst enemy, and you might as well accept them because you're never going to make Jesus out of a lie. Now, I had to bring that up. David stayed in Gath a year and 4 months running from his own family. Had to. Saul was definitely trying to kill him. David, 600 men that he had, because David was a warrior, y'all. Now, I'm going to tell you something. David wasn't nothing to play with. And those of you that read the Bible, you know David was nothing. You didn't want to play with David. He was a warrior, a true warrior. He'll take your head off in a minute. He took the lion's head off. But now, the thing of it was, now you got the natural enemy, which was the Philistines, and you got people that are supposed to be on your side, which is your family. You're running from both sides. Where you going to go? Amen. Where you going to go? That's how come I said in the description, better is a friend that's in a far off country than a brother that is next door. Because your family can be your worst enemy. Now, my brothers and sisters, let me tell y'all something. I did not say that everybody was the same. I don't do that. I don't generalize. There are a few cases. Every brother and sister is not like that. No. But the majority, it is like that. How come it's like that? Because you're not going to make Jesus out of a lie. And so David ended up, the very people that was his enemy, he ended up having to live right there in the midst of his enemies because he was running from his family. Amen. But it just so happened. See, I told you, your gift is always going to make room for you. When you're good at something, be the best at it. You will always have favor, even with your enemy. Now, see, David was a great warrior, and the Philistine respected that. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, the king knew, well, hey, if David is in our time, that means we ain't got to fight. So, hey, we'll welcome David in. See what I mean? So you see, even though Saul was in hot pursuit of David, he was his family. But yet still, he didn't have something to see that if David was on his side and his army, he had the advantage against the Philistines or the Philistines, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. But see, jealousy, that green-eyed monster, had Saul blind to the fact that if he hadn't been so jealous of David, David would have been fighting with him instead of fighting with the enemy. He forced him to the enemy. See, a lot of times people can force you, my brothers and sisters, doing stuff that you really don't want to do. And that goes, I ain't just talking about in a military situation. I'm talking about, in most things, people can coerce you to do it. They can push you to do it. This is how come jealousy is not a good thing. Because your jealousy will push people into doing it. Now, amen. Some people are not going to agree with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Your jealousy, my brother, your jealousy, my sister, you can be so jealous of your friend or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your husband or your wife, you will push them into doing something that they really wasn't doing in the first place. But it's because your stupid jealousy will rush them into the enemy camp, darn it. I mean, now people don't see that, my brother. Some jacket and some brother helmet, people don't see that. But your stupid jealousy will push your mate right on into the enemy camp. You'll be the one that gave them. If you're jealous of your husband and just keep accusing him of stuff that he's not really doing, you will be pushing him into the woman at all. You did it to yourself, stupid. Stop that green-eyed monster jealousy. Man, it goes for the same thing. It goes for you as well. See, my great-grandma, God knows, them ladies didn't have no PhDs. They didn't have no master's degree, but they were more smarter than most people I know. She always used to tell me, a person cannot accuse you of nothing unless they are guilty of something themselves. That's how come they think that everybody is doing it. A person that throws think that everybody steals because they steal. Now, why did I say your family is going to be your worst enemy? Because I can read. That's why I said it. Jesus said it. And I done told everybody I know. Why do you think that Jesus told a lie. I mean, you got people everywhere. You ask them this question. Oh, I believe in the law. I get so sick of that. If you know better, you ought to do better. That's what I was always told. If you know the Lord says these things, why do you keep on falling in the same pit? Now, I'm going to read y'all something just in case. And if we got some naysayers out there that don't think that I know what I'm talking about, I want you to go to Matthew, the 10th chapter, Jack, Brother Hammerman, in your spare time. If you ain't got it, well, you can get it real quick and easy. But I'm gonna read it to all these people that don't think that Jesus didn't say this. When I said your family is going to be your worst enemy, not because I said it, because I didn't. Jesus said it. And why do you think that you're going to make Jesus out of a lie? Matthew, the 10th chapter, 36th verse. But I'm going to read this verse 35 and then 36. Verse 35 said, and y'all bear with me now. I'm not dealing with a great pair of eyes. He said, for I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is what Jesus said now. I have come to turn a man against his father. You see that? Jesus said that. I didn't say it. Come to turn them against their father and against the mother and against the mother-in-law. But now, it ain't in the way that we think. But he came to do that. Because I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes. He said here we go. Why do I say your family is your worst enemy? It's because this is what Jesus said. A man's enemy will be the members of his own household. Ain't that your family? Huh? So what part of the Bible do we not believe? When we just keep on bellyaching and keep on crying about how come my brother or my sister or my mama or my dad or my cousin or my nephew treat me such a way, it's because Jesus has said it. And if Jesus said it, ignorant, it ain't going to change. And yes, I did say ignorant because that's what the Bible says. The ignorant brother, we are ignorant to God's way and law. Because we don't study, we don't know what it says. Jesus said that. That's how come I was more than willing to do this Bible study. I know that I was not going to be popular, but I ain't trying to be popular. I want to tell you the truth. This is how come people, family members don't get along. You got family members right now. They would not try to help you at all. But when you got a friend way over there, they could be next door to you and won't give you a helping hand. But you got to call a friend way in another town. Just like David had to go into another enemy town and beat him because David killed the lion. He killed the Philistine captain. But look what David had to end up doing. He had to go live with the enemy because he was running from his family. How many of us could say that same thing? My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, it ain't going to get no better. This pandemic has shown me a lot of things. Things that I studied 50 years ago with Dr. Howard E. Stepp and Bishop Fulton Sheen. I was nothing but about right around 10 years old because, like I said, I turned 60 this past Wednesday. I had a birthday on November the 3rd. So it's been like 50 years studying with them, and I have seen this stuff come to pass. During this pandemic, every doggone thing them two men said. And the one thing that I will mention right now, I'm going to mention some more at a later date in another Bible study. But the one thing that I have noticed, how people in the family have fell apart this pandemic. Why? Because one person is talking about the shot. One don't want to be around this because they don't have the shot. The other one that don't have the shot don't want to be around this because they got the shot. And you got to split up the division in people, family members as well as other folks. But you got a big divide in this thing will cause separation and division, which God hates. God do not like that mess. Now, I don't care what nobody else say. I know what the Bible say. God does not like division, and he's not the author of confusion. This is why Satan right now is having a field day with this pandemic, and because a lot of people done took it too far. Now, like I said, this is what I say, y'all, and I'm going to be the first one. Sister Jackie, Brother Hammerman, I want y'all to document it. Document what I'm saying tonight. Document what I'm saying tonight in this here Bible study. And hear me the man well. I told everybody from the get-go, and Brother Hammerman, you know this, and I think Jackie, you know it too, because I've been, even from the very start of this mess called COVID, I never agreed with it not one iota, and y'all know it. See, that one, I'm glad. See, I got y'all two as witnesses because y'all know I never gave in to no COVID, and I'm not going to give in to it because, see, I know it's a demon for males. I got enough sense to know that. I got enough sense, Bible sense, to know that. I know the devil. I can spot the devil a mile away. Now, he got what he wants. He thinks he got what he wants. But I know he got most of the people living in fear. That is his secret weapon, fear. The devil wants you to fear. And if he can get you to fear, that what you fear will come upon you. But I have seen it working in this pandemic. People done got divided. They don't want to be around this one. Well, I tell anybody, I don't have the shot. I don't have the shot. Anybody don't want to be around with me? Bless you. Bye. Because I'm not getting nothing until I get ready. Do you hear what I say, y'all? When I make up my mind, I don't care who tells. See, this is the problem with a lot of us. We listen and do everything somebody else do. If I get a shot, it's going to be because I want it. And it's going to be because I'm going to be put to the point where I need to take it. And if anybody can give me some solid, see, these folks didn't know what they were doing. They had did stuff because they were told they did. In other words, the people that are walking off in the hell with blindfolds on. But my Bible says people don't go to hell with no blindfold on. These people make a, this man of sin that's going to come on this earth, this thing what we are going through right now, is going to be prevailing when the Antichrist comes. This is the way he's going to get people to do what he want to do, because it's going to be a voluntary thing. It ain't going to be, you're not going to be forced to do anything, because if Satan forced you to do it, it would not be legit. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? If he forced you to do it by deception, it would not be legit. But there are people that are going to just blindfold it, flat-footed, just do it, and they're going to know what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. So now, it ain't nothing wrong. It's going to save your life. Hey, good. All right, let us all take the shot. If it's going to keep people getting it, let us all take it. I'll tell it, I'll be the first to get in line. If somebody can give me something concrete. See, the word of God is concrete, y'all. Whatever Jesus said, you can count on it. So now, you got people that argue about this, they argue about that. No. We need to try to, everybody want to be saved, my brothers. So don't nobody want to be sick. I don't fault the people that got the shot. No. But what I'm looking at the timetable of that thing. This stuff jumped up too quick. When it takes years to come out with a good vaccine, it takes years of research to come out with that. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Joe Hammer, man. You and Jacket, y'all ain't crazy. Y'all know this. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It ain't the shot that anybody that I'm against. I'm not against nobody. I want everybody to live. I don't want nobody to be sick. And the people that really did went on, they did it thinking about, you know, what the masses said about what we need to do. Well, if we need to do that, then let us do it. Let us all take the vaccine and be well. If they're going to do the job, let us all get in line. And I tell everybody, let us all get ready to go get the vaccine. If they can tell us, okay, y'all, this is going to help keep you from catching that mess, and it's going to keep you alive, well, go get it. I'll lead the way. But until then, I'm going to speak the truth. You cannot. It's a dangerous thing when you got to go live with the enemy like David did for 14 months. He had, well, no, 16 months. He lived with the enemy running from his own family. And all that's what we are doing today, y'all. A lot of us are doing that very same thing today. We are running from our own family members, having to run into enemy territory because of the fact, having to ask enemies to do things for us that we shouldn't have to do. Why? Because our own family have deceived us and have stepped on us and did all of the evil, amount of evil against us. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, and I'm done running out of time here. I got about a couple more minutes. Oh, I got a couple more minutes. And okay, Sister Jackie, thank you. Thank you. I hope you do play what you missed. And if y'all can find this here video, send me the link in Facebook. And because I want to know where it goes when it goes to Facebook. And I heard Hammerman say earlier that he couldn't even find it. He didn't even get a notification tonight. But at any rate, my people, God bless you is my prayer and keep you. And like I said, y'all, we need to stay safe if we can. And if, you know, if it come to push, come to shove, and everybody, we need to go and we need to get this vaccine that's going to keep us alive, then by all means, go get the vaccine. I'll lead the way. I'll be the first one in line. But I ain't going to do stuff there because other folks doing it. I'm going to make up my mind. That's what I do. That's what I tell anybody to do. Jesus gave it. If we all thought alike, we didn't need but one head. If God gave everybody a head, that means he gave you a head to think for yourself. So like I said, Sister Jackie and Brother Hammond, we thank y'all for coming tonight. You know, like I say, I touched on this tonight, but I got a lot more to say about this subject matter. And it's going to come in more Bible studies to come. And we want to say, y'all, I want y'all to pray for everybody. Pray for this nation. Pray for the world that, you know, God will go on and just body slam this thing called COVID. And, you know, perhaps maybe they can come up with a good vaccine that will just annihilate it and just put everybody, you know, in safe way. And then everything will be back to normal again. But, y'all, this is not going to last, y'all. It's going to get worse. It's worse coming. Like I said, y'all just stick with me in the Bible study. I'm going to show y'all where the Antichrist, this is a prelude, y'all, to what it's really going to be like when that Antichrist come on the scene. It's going to be a lot of stuff that they're making you do. You're going to be made to do it. That's according to the Bible. And I remember 50 years ago studying this here with Dr. Howard E. Stepp and Bishop Fulton Sheen. And there were many other prophetic teachers. I used to follow one named Grant Jeffries that's no longer with us. I used to study him with him as well. And Dr. Jack Benifty, I used to love him. And they all taught on the prophetic. So y'all just bow with the old Minuteman. And we want to say we're going to go on and end this here with the Bible study for tonight. And we want to say God bless y'all. And pray for everybody, y'all. Pray for everyone. Pray for these leaders, because these leaders don't have a clue. Y'all better pray for them, because they really clueless up there on the White House. They clueless. So Capitol Hill, most of them up there are clueless. They don't have a clue. So we better pray. And I mean, we better pray hard. So with that being said, we want to end this here in an official way tonight. May the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these our people henceforth and now forevermore. And everybody say amen. We thank y'all for coming. All those that listen about the way of the web and other ways. And Sister Jack and you and Hammerman, if y'all can find that on Facebook, send me the link so I can see exactly where I can go to see my own video. And so until the next time, y'all, whatever Bible study come, Bible study or video come first, whatever it be, I want to say peace and good evening. Where do you hear that thing at? I don't be hearing that. Why do you be hearing the Bible study? I don't never hear that. I know, but I didn't hear that. That's what I'm talking about. I don't be hearing me. Oh. So Hell Man said, then come to Facebook. See Hell Man in there, but he owned the messenger, but I don't see my video. I'm going to see, can I get him to voice a second? Maybe I can find out. I don't know. Because Jack's going to find it. If Jack can find it, I know Jack's going to send it to. Hey, dog. All right, my man. Brother? Man. I don't understand what's going on with Facebook with me. And when you said that you didn't even see the notification, and I know something is up in a big time. Oh, you were getting them.
Every time.
Yeah. That's what surprised me when you said that. I knew, I ain't no sense me even going even looking at them. You didn't get them because you were the one getting them. But, you know, I know it should be on YouTube as well.
It's on YouTube because I always look at you on YouTube.
Okay.
Even though I prefer YouTube, I always get the Facebook notification. I check both your pages.
Oh, I have it all. I don't know what's going on, man, other than this big vibe between Instagram. You know, Zuckerberg got Instagram, and they merged the two together, and they're trying to come up with something else, man. I don't know this, but I saw something earlier today. I saw something that they was advertising on Facebook, and it's called Meta, M-E-T-A. I don't know whether you saw the little bit of commercial, little thing they had on there, but do you see what it is, virtual reality? That is another sign, man, of what I was just talking about tonight. Because, see, they get into everything. See, what they doing, they putting stuff over everybody's eyes. They putting everything over everybody's eyes to make them see things that they want you to see. Because, see, everything not going to be in 3D with this method. They're going to have it where you can just, like you in it, like you in that world with it. Man, that is the Bible prophecy coming to pass right there. See, this is how that Antichrist is going to deal with a lot of things. This is exactly the way he's going to do it. When I saw that, I almost fell out of this chair. Because I knew exactly where that technology was coming from. And it's called Meta. And I believe that that is the method that Zuckerberg is introducing within the reach, within the Facebook as an advertisement. But it's his stuff that they've been to change over in just a little while. They're going to change it over. And all of us going to be caught up in it because we're going to have, I guarantee you, watch now, they're going to try this. If that thing is a virtual reality, 3D, watch and see, don't you going to have some special kind of headgear and eye gear in order to operate your PCs with. Watch and see. They're going to show you what they want you to see. Remember, in the book of Revelation, it said that the false prophet caused the image of the beast both to speak and to move. In other words, he gave the image life. That's exactly what they're doing with this matter. And I looked at it, I said, there go the life. They're giving the images life now. You got the planet, they're looking at, they're reaching out like they're holding the planet in their hand. They're giving what? Images life. That's in the book of Revelation. That's exactly what John saw in the Isle of Patmos. He told us about it 2,000 years ago. And here it is. Here it is. So, man, Lord knows, man, I just want people to understand, man, see. Just like I was talking tonight, it's your family that can be your worst enemy. Jesus said that, and you're never going to make Jesus out of a lie. And you know, I got them in my family. You got them in yours. It may not be everybody, but the majority of man, you cannot hardly get along with your family these days. And it's an attack on the family anyway. It's an attack. It's an all-out attack on the family. This is why all this separation with this COVID. The devil loved that, man. The devil loved it. But, you know, I was warned. I was warned. Yeah, they warned me on Facebook, on YouTube, that I could not speak against the medical thing. I told them, you know what? I speak what I want to speak. I said, now do what you got to do. You see, they still got me on there, don't you? See, you can see somebody got to be brave enough to stand up to all this wrongdoing, man. Somebody got to stand. And remember what Peter and John told them, Pharisees? They told them, Peter and John, not to preach in the name of Jesus no more, too. But then what did Peter and them tell them? Look, we ought to obey God rather than man. That's what I'm trying to get the people to see, man. Though we need to obey God. If we will obey God in half as much as we obey man and try to do what they, because them clowns up on the top of the hill, man, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue.
No, they're pretty detached.
That's what I'm saying. Man, I tell you the truth, back in the 80s, I call the 80s my decade, man. That was looked like me in the 80s, man. It looked like everything I touched turned to gold. But that was an age of a golden era in the American history during the Reagan reign. Man, when Reagan was president, I wouldn't worry about that. Because Reagan didn't play. Reagan did not play. And Trump was just like it. See, the nations were scared of Reagan and Trump. Other nations, they were scared of them. But now, other nations not only don't respect us, they are not afraid of us no more either. And see, that is the danger. That's the danger. Oh, man. I don't know, Doc. But, I told you and Jackson, man, if y'all having to do run across that, I don't believe you're going to run across it. I really don't believe you're going to run across it. Because I know I've searched high and low for my videos, man. I see my restream videos that I have done. I see them, but I don't see nothing from not restream. You know what I'm talking about. Stream y'all. I see a couple of StreamYard videos, but nothing from Restream. And I know I got it broadcasting to both of them. I don't remember checking.
Well, I checked because, like I say, I get notifications. Even though I look at you from YouTube, I have not seen no notifications saying that you're live.
You know, that's what I didn't do. You know, that's what I didn't do. I didn't check to see without going to both, you know, platforms. Maybe I might have accidentally turned off Facebook. Or Facebook turned it off. But at any rate, man.
Third party, so I don't think that they had sort of a I don't know. You might have to check it because I think without fail, I'll get your notifications.
Yeah, I know. Because you always used to tell me, yeah, you broadcast. You always used to tell me that. Man, I'm gonna be honest with you, Alvin, man. Like I said, man, it's bad families, man. We got to be this way, but that's just the way it is, man. And we might as well just, you know, wake up and smell the coffee and drink a little bit of it too, if we have to, because this is the way it's gonna be, man. From henceforth, man, it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get a lot worse before it get better. And I'm praying to God to give me the courage, man, to continue to speak the truth and to keep it strong. And like I said, man, I'll be the first one to lead the way to the vaccine. If they're going to save people's lives and keep people from getting sick, I'll be the first one in line, bro. I'll lead the way. It ain't about the shot. It's about the devil that's behind this mess. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, this stuff was man-made. And if man made it, it was made to be malicious. It was made to kill people. You understand that? Somebody meant what they knew what they were doing. It ain't the people's fault. It's the jackass fault that was behind making this stuff. That's what I thought. The people that went out, they don't want to be sick. They did it because they were scared. That's one of the reasons why they done it. But they didn't want to be sick, and nobody want to be sick. And I don't blame the people, but I blame the jackasses that manufactured this thing. And they said it was done. I can't swear to this, but they said it was done in China. Because I know China was mad at us because of the stuff that Trump and the sanctions that Trump had put on them, the big sanctions. So this was their way. If they did do this, now you can't swear to nothing you don't really know on that malicious talk. But if they did do that, God is not blind. God is not blind. And the people that is responsible for it, they will pay. They're going to pay because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. And, yeah. So I'm just praying, man, for the people of China. Because, see, whatever your nation's leaders do, it falls down to the people. You know that, don't you? If you got a corrupt leadership in your nation, when the calamity comes, it hits the people. When you got good leadership, when the blessings come, the blessings hit the people just as well. But when you got an evil king and an evil agenda, when God has judgment on that administration or that nation, it hit all the people too. That's right. So I'm praying for the people of China. If that mess was made and manufactured over there, and it was meant to do what it had done, what they done said, I don't know. With all the people that they done took out, I pray God for the people of China, because when God passes judgment on leadership, it always goes down to the people. That's how come you want to have good leadership, always, always. So that's what I wanted with you, bro. I mean, I ain't going to wear you out, man. I know you got stuff. I mean, tomorrow you got therapy.
Yeah, I got therapy.
Yeah,
I ran around all day.
Yeah.
The live stream ran around. I'm helping that car for 2 hours.
Sure enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty mean.
I know it, man. I know it. And I didn't even get me no nap this evening. That was unusual for me too. So I know I won't be up much longer myself. I may practice my guitar because I meant to practice it. I did a little bit of work on, I didn't really do too much on my composition today. I mainly I'm going to be honest with you, dog. I just tell you the truth. I don't know what I don't say. I'm serious, man. I'll be sitting up, man. I'll be listening to that. I tell you what I may have to start doing. I'm going to have to stop loading up all this stuff, man. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Stuff is taking all my time away from doing what I should be doing. And I do believe that. In other words, I'm going to have to get away from some of that. You know, like, I mean, or if I, like I said, if I want to do a little work in the morning with my book, I need to just load up Google Docs, and that's it. And then if I want to study my guitar, load up guitar trick, load up that website, do my guitar trick. Then when I get ready to do my other stuff, like my music, I load up Studio One or Ableton, whatever I'm going to use, load up it. And then once I get that stuff done and out the way, then I can go ahead on and go to the other stuff. But as long as I just keep loading all that junk up like that, I ain't going to never get nothing done, man.
Yeah. I mean, you might want to try. You'd be surprised how much you can get done.
There you go. So like I said, man, I ain't going to wear you out, man. I'm going to let you go ahead on and get yourself a pad and everything, get you some rest. So like I said, I doubt I'll be up much longer myself because I didn't get me no nap this evening. I try to turn in about 1:30, somewhere along in there. I always try to do it like that. Sometimes it'll be a little later because if I go up there and if I get aggravated, it'll wake me up. But the good thing about that, I'm a man, I don't have to punch nobody's clock. So if I get up in the middle of the night and want to stay up, I can do it. I come back in and load up something, but I don't do it because Barney getting me irate. She don't be sleep no way. She don't be sleep. Because I got up last night, I had went to sleep. Darn flyhead done bugged me and woke me up. And when I got up, she was back there with the darn phone. And she was wide awake, and I was about 2:30 this morning. So she don't be sleep. But at any rate, though, I could put on my headphones if I wanted to and just go on and do what I do. And that's more like what I will do, man. So but we'll let you go, man. I'll let you on the flip side tomorrow sometime after you get all through right. Your therapy. Yeah, we'll make certain that we got something going good though in our orchestra, man. It's coming along. I'm working on it piece by piece. I done did a little of the French horn, I done did a little strings and a little of the percussion. I'm working on it. And like I said, it's my first one, so, I ain't going to judge myself too hard.
Okay. Well, got to get back to you. You got to start with the one.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Doc. So we'll talk with you tomorrow, man. Lord will.
All right.
Okay. Take care of that.
You too.
All right. Peace. Hammerman didn't see it either. I don't know. I almost try to practice my guitar, but
team got some beautiful legs, man. That woman knows she has some beautiful legs. She got some beautiful legs. Still do.
Ooh.